It's 74 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday, the 25th of July. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Randy Hendricks, 54 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from 4 until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks is survived by his siblings, Tracy and Lee Ladd of Richland Center, Scott and Dawn Hendricks of Muscadet, and Eric and Michelle Hendricks of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Tony Vinglish is survived by his siblings, Nadine Lamb, Eugene Vinglish, Dion Vinglish, and Teresa Flick, nieces and nephews, and many friends and other relatives. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died July 17th at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Miller is survived by three children, Martha and Scott Bornschlegel, Gary and Lori Miller, and Rhonda and Doug Roan, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Beth Lau, Glenda Lau, and Evelyn Groh, brother-in-law Kent Brandt, many nieces and nephews, other family, and many friends. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Donald Powell is survived by his wife Cheryl, two daughters, Dominique and Scott, and Monica and Matt, three grandchildren, four brothers, Walter Powell Jr. and Sandy, Richard Powell, Gerald and Judy Powell, and Francis Powell, many nieces, nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon is survived by his wife, Janie, two birth sisters, Joyce Davis and Prudence August, an adoptive sister, Janelle Ward, adoptive brother, Jeff Cannon, adoptive parents, Leonard and Leela Joan Cannon, and several nieces and nephews. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bill McCorkle is survived by his wife of 62 years, Donna, three sons, William and Danny, Robert and Nancy, and John and Ginny, nine grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, sister-in-law, Pam McCorkle, and many other relatives and friends. William S., Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. David O'Connor is survived by his wife, Sheila, a daughter, Jenny, two grandchildren, a sister, Mary and Ed Bambro, a brother, Pat and Jill, aunt and best friends, Steve and Joni Postler, and Brandon Post. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. No formal funeral services will be held. Memorials may be directed to the Fancy Creek Cemetery Association or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral Service is assisting the family. Helen Gillingham is survived by her daughter, Erin and Chris Charlow of Edgerton, two grandchildren, stepdaughter Lisa Dobbs and Derek McDonough of Phoenix, Arizona, sister Norma Jean Franck of Sitka, Alaska, two special nephews, Lowell Franck of Washington State and Tim Franck of Spartanburg, South Carolina, sisters-in-law Alice and Steve Manuel of Heartland and Leslie Gillingham of Eau Claire, and many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham.